Now to Florida for a tale of art, race, a murder, and biracial friendships, stretching back through the decades and culminating in a contemporary clash over an artistic legacy. Over the next few days, we're going to bring you a series of stories on this program and also on All Things Considered about the Highwaymen. The Highwaymen are self-taught artists, all African-American. They're credited with making tens of thousands of paintings along Florida's East Coast over the last five decades. NPR's Jackie Lydon takes us down Highway 1 to Fort Pierce.
Come on,
good
come
morning.
On in.
How are you
doing?
Thanks so much for having us over.
Come on in.
Oh, and this room was the studio.
This was the studio. This used to be a patio here.
Doretha Hare Truesdale shows us around the studio home where her husband used to paint. Alfred Hare was the handsome, charismatic leader of the painters group that would later be called the Highwaymen.
You can still see it, the line where we had the frame of the wood that we just would tack our Upson board on and put it all the way across.
Upson board, a material like drywall.
Paint the sky all the way across, down through there, go on the other side and paint it. And then Alfred would come behind and put in all of the details.
And out they came. Luscious, vibrantly colored coastal scenes. Fiery sunsets. Egrets floating in front of cypress trees. This was the business strategy behind the whole Highwaymen enterprise. Paint a lot and paint fast. Often the oil paintings were sold before the paint had time to dry. And teenage Alfred Hare was the mastermind behind the whole operation.
Alfred was a smart dude.
James Gibson, Alfred Hare's friend and fellow painter.
He could paint fast. The people buying the painters real fast. He was selling the paint like $19 and $20. You can paint four or five paintings in a day. That's $100 a day. But you got to go and sell your paintings.
They sell for thousands now and are owned by Shaquille O'Neal, Steven Spielberg, former President George H.W. Bush, Michelle Obama. They hang in the Florida State House and at the White House. Back then, Alfred's goal was to sell just enough to get himself a car, though he did vow to be a millionaire by the time he was 35. Driving his sky blue Mark III up and down the main drag, James Brown blasting from the car radio. Today, the street is so quiet you can hear chickens clucking in vacant lots. But oh, says Miss Hazzie Russ, owner of Granny's Restaurant, what didn't they have in those days when Fort Pierce was a strictly segregated city?
Avenue D was one of the most thriving business sections. We had hat shops, we had a bakery. We had beauty shops.
And with that thriving community came a supportive one. Lincoln Park Academy High prepared its students for life on the other side of the railroad, the dividing line between whites and blacks in Fort Pierce. Zenobia Jefferson was the new art teacher in town. She took her students on a field trip to see the famous local painter, A.E. Beanie Backus. She's 83 now.
I wanted them to see a professional artist at work. And Beanie and I had developed a friendship, such as it was in segregated times. But he did say I could bring my students to his studio. And I never knew or had any idea of the far-reaching effects of that trip.
Alfred had gone down to Mr. Backus. Mr. Backus was a famous white artist.
James Gibson remembers it this way.
Then he wrote and told me, James, I went to Mr. Backus and he taught me how to paint. And if I did it, I know you can do it.
Alfred saw the potential.
Again, Doretha Hare Truesdale.
And what did you think?
Well, I thought it was a great idea.
Alfred Hare, James Gibson, and a handful of others had hit on an irresistible marketing strategy. They would paint all day and hire friends to sell for them all up and down U.S. 1. The paintings were dreamy, idealized landscapes of what everyone hoped Florida would be.
It brings you a peace, a quietness, a joy. Because you can sit and gaze into the painting just going down the river. The coolness, the breeze. It was the life. It really was the life.
They were young, in their 20s. They worked hard and they played hard. There was the dog track. There was car racing. And there were women. No one lived like the Highwaymen, the envy of their peers. And there was rivalry. On August 9th, 1970, Doretha remembers when another member of the painter's group invited Alfred Hare to go out for a beer at Eddie's place.
I was in there braiding one of the kids' hair, and he came through that door and he asked me, "Do you mind if I go?"
The events of that night have become legend. All the highwaymen tell slightly different versions of what happened next, and everyone places himself in the story. Al Black was Alfred's top salesman and claims he was there at Eddie's that night.
Alfred went over to the jukebox and pushed "War, Would It Be Good for Absolutely Nothing."
All I had to say, "I don't want you to go." And I didn't. I said, "I don't mind." And I didn't mind.
And J.L. shot him in the chest.
And he never came home.
Alfred Hare was 29. And here's where the story really becomes like a blues song.
When we took him to the hospital, I was the only one standing by the bed when he died.
I am the one that talked to Alfred last.
Artist James Gibson.
He was trying to tell me something, and I put my ear. Then Dr. Goose came in and said that Alfred has retired.
Somebody took him to the hospital. Somebody did this. Another one did this.
Alfred's widow, Doretha Hare Truesdale.
Now, you know yourself, they don't let anybody into the room where somebody is. And I heard that somebody said Alfred was calling him, and he had a tear coming out of his eye. Lie. Nothing else but. Just totally not true. Mm-mm.
But what is true is that when Alfred Hare died, the enterprise of the highwaymen nearly died with him.
Bottom dropped out of the world, you know. It just didn't seem to be a world after that.
Doretha moved away. The highwaymen got day jobs. Even Alfred's grave grew neglected. A tiny, cracked white marble brick. Well, not anymore.
We're standing at the graveside of Alfred Hare. Alfred Hare's grave marker originally said nothing more than Alfred W. Hare, Senior Artist. Later, his friends restored this grave, and so I believe to the city of Fort Pierce. And it is a beautiful mosaic done in the Florida highwayman style. When he was killed, no one knew that this was really the start of the story that came to be known as the Florida highwayman.
Jackie Lydon, NPR News.
And Jackie has more of the story of the highwaymen this afternoon on All Things Considered. In the meantime, check out Highwaymen Paintings at our interactive feature at npr.org.